Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Continuing to build out his administration, President-elect Trump announced Dr. Mehmet Oz to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Mehmet Oz, who's been a Trump ally for quite some time, remember he ran that unsuccessful bid for a Pennsylvania Senate seat, in which he closely tied himself to Donald Trump in the 2022 midterms. He ended up losing to John Fetterman, but also someone who, as is typical now, as we've seen from some of these Trump cabinet picks, has little to no experience at high echelons of the federal government, but is deeply loyal to Donald Trump.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The president-elect also tapped pro-wrestling billionaire Linda McMahon to run the Education Department and billionaire investor Howard Lutnick to be Commerce Secretary. The Senate is planning multiple late-night sessions the rest of this year, trying to confirm as many of President Biden's judicial picks as possible before Trump takes office. This is ABC News. ABC's Alex Stone says it's a cruise they won't soon forget.
The Coral Princess was sailing from Singapore to Los Angeles from October 17th all the way to November 17th, a long Pacific Ocean crossing moving the ship on board. The CDC says 55 passengers and 15 crew members reported getting sick from norovirus with symptoms including diarrhea and vomiting. In response to the outbreak, the ship's crew increased cleaning and disinfected the ship. Norovirus is rather common on ships. There have been 11 outbreaks on cruise ships so far this year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In for a major update, the government's automobile safety ratings. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says starting with the 2026 model year, driver assistance technology and tests for protecting pedestrians will be added. Those include blind spot warning, pedestrian automatic emergency braking, and intervention if the driver moves toward a vehicle that's in the blind spot. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Allbush Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keen, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers had to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing overnight. West winds gusty and lows in the lower 30s. More clouds invading Wednesday with a chance of rain and snow mix. Little to no accumulation expected. High temperatures warming to the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday morning, we'll talk to an author of books geared toward middle schoolers about not letting a wave of book bans get in the way of good education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
To find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, political commentator and former Republican strategist Steve Schmidt. He's got an extraordinary newsletter over on Substack. It's titled The Warning. SteveSchmidt.substack.com is the website, or you can just go to Substack and plug in The Warning or Steve's name and it'll pop right up. He's also on Twitter as Steve Schmidt SES. And Steve, what's your, are you on Blue Sky?
I think I am. I'm signed up. I didn't sign myself up, but I am on it. I haven't
okay.
used it yet.
People can track you down there. Cool.
Right, yeah.
Great to have you with us, Steve. Thank you for joining us today. I've been reading your newsletter for some time. I've been following your work for years, including back when you worked with McCain and others. I have a lot of respect for you, even though I'm guessing if we were to start debating policy, we may find a number of areas where, you know, in a more granular fashion, we disagree. That said, I think we can agree that America is in a crisis right now, and it's a crisis that has, you know, very little to do with policy and everything to do with the future of democracy, which is essentially what you've been talking about in The Warning, your Substack newsletter. What's your assessment, particularly given the, you know, what we've seen over the last few days with these seemingly insane suggestions for cabinet positions coming out of Mr. Trump, which I'm thinking he's putting people in to break the American government, arguably because he's working for Putin or because, you know, he and Putin share the similar ideal of making the world safe for autocrats to help with democracy. I'm curious your take on all this.
Well, we're at a very dangerous moment in the country, and these aren't suggestions, right? They're nominations. These are the people that he's nominated to the security ministries, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense. And they are all historically, spectacularly unfit, unqualified for life and death jobs. And by any standard that existed just a few years ago, the society would have recognized that they're an abomination and that they're dangerous. And what Trump is doing is he is probing to see if the Senate will put up any limits to his authority. And then after this, I'll give you one scenario. You know, Donald Trump could look at any Fox News lieutenant colonel and decide to nominate them to four-star rank, put them before the U.S. Senate, and send them off to Command Central Command. He has that power with an acquiescent Senate. And so these people must be stopped. They must be confronted. It's not normal. It's not right. 74 million people voted for Kamala Harris. We have rights. We have a voice. We have representation. Every one of us should expect that our Democratic representatives are going to get off their ass and get into the fight on this and to communicate cogently and clearly about the manifest dangers to the country. Now, during the campaign, Donald Trump campaigned as a fascist. When the campaign ended, I was very clear, and I said to my readers, to my audience, that I will be precise in my use of language, that I will not call him a fascist as a president until he governs like one, with the full understanding that there's no person ever who campaigned as a fascist who did not govern like one. And so Donald Trump, in the early weeks of his presidency, has put forward these manifestly unfit people who will go into these vital institutions and smash them, light them on fire. And so in the weeks and the months ahead, we're going to have some very difficult days in the country. We're going to see tremendous abuses. The president-elect indicated that the U.S. military will be deployed into the heartland of the country with unspecified authorities and orders to participate in the Great Deportation, and that there are some stories that indicate that one of the instructions is to build massive detention camps. Whatever that may look like and whatever euphemism we may choose or use to call them by.
I lived in Germany for a little over a year back in the 80s, right up near the East German border, and recall that the first camps that were built, Dachau is probably the most famous, but the first camps that were built were prison camps. And the first people who were imprisoned in them were mostly the socialist and communist members of parliament and newspaper writers. I mean, it took Hitler less than 3 months to basically lock down all of Germany. He had the press within a month or two. To what extent do you think these prison camps that Trump is building for the illegal immigrants, for which he has, you know, broad support across the Republican Party, will be used for other purposes? Does that concern you?
The abuse of power deeply concerns me. Do I think that we're going to jump into a moment where Trump Gestapo is going to be knocking on doors and dragging people away in the middle of the night? I don't. But I believe that people will be audited. I think that people will be inconvenienced and harassed by their government, made to fear it. There will be a price to speaking out against Trump. The autocracy of the 21st century is much less heavy and burdensome than 20th century autocracies. And part of that is by dint of technology. During the Soviet Union, we have these images of very austere television. One of the lessons it said that Putin took away from the Cold War is that television will never be boring again. What happens is when you have a leader that people are afraid of, they tilt the field and they create a special class of rules for a hierarchical group of people who have a special status in the society. And those people can take what they want, can do what they want, do whatever they please, because they have the blessing and the favor of the leader who they support absolutely in his political endeavors. That's what's gone on in Hungary. And a lot of these MAGA Republicans fetishize Viktor Orban.
Yeah.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
So
they talk about illiberal democracy where the president has a real power to control through intimidation, for say, what you're going to see on your screen.
Yeah, which is really an anocracy. It's a form of government where it appears that you have a democracy, but nothing actually gets done that doesn't benefit the rich. It's a kind of a subset of oligarchy. Let me lay a scenario out for you and get your thoughts on how Democrats or Americans should respond, because I'm increasingly convinced this is what's going to play out. January 20th, let's say, the afternoon of January 21st, Congress goes back into session. And Mike Johnson proposes a resolution. There's a particular type of resolution that includes, that requires the consent of the Senate to participate in this. So it's called a concurrent resolution. So he puts forth a concurrent resolution saying that on January 22nd, the House of Representatives and the Senate are going to go into recess. And John Thune, not wanting to stick his neck out, doesn't say yes. Instead, he says, no, we don't agree to that. We'll take March 5th. No, we don't agree to that. Under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, a provision that has never, this particular provision has never been used before, if the House and Senate don't agree on a concurring resolution to go into recess, the president makes the decision and can force both of them into recess. So Trump comes in and he says, okay, you know, John Thune is not agreeing with Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson put this resolution forward. Therefore, I am declaring that the House and Senate are in recess for the next, you know, week. I think it has to be more than 3 days to satisfy the Supreme Court's requirement that they laid on Barack Obama. In 1 hour, basically, he recess appoints every single one of his cabinet members, the whole parade of horribles, and they're all legal now until January 21st of 2027. What do we do? By the way, we've got about 2 minutes here before we hit a hard break I can't control.
The first thing we would have to do is to recognize America's new reality, and the new reality that at a functional level, the republic, the one designed by Washington and Adams and Jefferson and Madison, will have fallen functionally.
Yeah.
And it will have fallen with a procedural vote and a parliamentary trick. And that will be it. We will have made it almost 250 years. And what Trump will then stand as is an American Caesar, unchecked, unbowed, unrestrained, above the law, with a compliant, capitulating media, and a feckless Congress. A fair number of goofball Democrats and gubernatorial offices, and we will be in big trouble. And at that point, there will have to be a movement of Americans that protest, that strike, that do everything they can to make it stop.
Do you really think, though, that a procedural move? And do you really think
What's
that a
that?
Do you really think that a procedural move in Congress is going to cause Americans to pour into the streets? I mean, you know, typically strikes are led by unions. We're at 11% union density, unlike France that's at, you know, 75%.
If what you're saying happens, if that happened, like you said, it happened just now, then we would be in the gravest American crisis.
I agree.
In secession.
Yeah.
It would be monumental. And I would hope that there would be some score of millions of Americans that would resist by doing whatever is necessary, nonviolently, to stop it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And
Steve,
and
here's that hard break. I'm sorry. But, you know, I appreciate you coming by.
It would be very frightening.
Yeah, I hope we can continue this conversation on another date. Steve Schmidt, check out his newsletter, The Warning, over on Substack, steveschmidt.substack.com. Steve, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day. Tulsi Gabbard, some wild stuff here. Stick around. I'll get to that and pick up your calls right after this. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, amino acids often overheat. It can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's body, and high amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. So you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and I have never seen our dogs go so nuts over a food with Nature's Blend. It's incredible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom.
Early light to the setting sun. We rise each day, the work's never done. With calloused hands and dreams so bright, we build this nation day and night. Work is the heart of America's pride. With good wages and less quality beside. Every effort, every tax, a brighter future is all we ask. Work is the heart of America's pride. With good wages and less quality beside.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. So have you ever heard of the Science of Identity Foundation? Or Chris Butler, a.k.a. Guru Dev Srila Sudhiswarapanda Paramahansa, a.k.a. Jagad Guru, a.k.a. Cy Young? Well, according to this report by Marshy Jones over at Wonkette.com, this guy is the guru who led the family in which our proposed Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Tulsi Gabbard, grew up. He got his start, this guy, Butler, got his start as a guru teaching meditation and yoga. He founded his own thing in a Quonset hut under a freeway, beating bongos and arranging his followers' marriages. Two of those followers were Mike and Carol Gabbard, Tulsi's parents, who joined the group in 1983. After they got married, they built an altar to him in their house. According to Mike's sister, they were bowing and prostrating to this white surfer guy. He says it was bizarre. He taught the group that outsiders were not to be trusted. Tulsi was homeschooled to keep her away from, influences other than the gurus. This is just so weird. I mean, the whole piece is over on Wonkette.com, and I encourage you to read it. We've got a member of the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, who grew up in a Catholic cult, people of praise, where the women were referred to as handmaidens and were not allowed to speak under many circumstances. And apparently Tulsi Gabbard grew up in a cult. Now, that doesn't mean that she's still a member of it. I don't know. I believe she still professes Hinduism, but again, I'm not sure. But this is totally weird, and there's virtually no discussion of it in the media. This cult is very anti-gay, and Tulsi Gabbard started out being very anti-gay. Now, again, she's changed her positions, but what's going on? I'd like to know more about this. This is absolutely weird, and weirdly fascinating too. What's going on? And then 13 things everyone should know about Pete Hegseth. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break, and then pick up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turns around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that, you're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Continuing to build out his administration, President-elect Trump announced Dr. Mehmet Oz to run the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Mehmet Oz, who's been a Trump ally for quite some time. Remember, he ran that unsuccessful bid for a Pennsylvania Senate seat in which he closely tied himself to Donald Trump in the 2022 midterms. He ended up losing to John Fetterman. But also someone who, as is typical now, as we've seen from some of these Trump cabinet picks, has little to no experience at high echelons of the federal government, but is deeply loyal to Donald Trump.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. The president-elect also tapped pro-wrestling billionaire Linda McMahon to run the Education Department and billionaire investor Howard Lutnick to be Commerce Secretary. The Senate is planning multiple late-night sessions the rest of this year, trying to confirm as many of President Biden's judicial picks as possible before Trump takes office. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing overnight. West winds gusty and lows in the lower 30s. More clouds invading Wednesday with a chance of rain and snow mix. Little to no accumulation expected. High temperatures warming to the lower 40s. It's 42 at our studios.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will join me. We'll talk about the mega cabinet meeting, WWE, baby! And Trump did not have a landslide. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
They're cutting deals. We're left to feel. They're pushing laws that bleed us dry. High fees, commissions in the sky. While we scrape by, they take their cut. Our future's slipping, doors are shut. Golden years or golden scales. Who's got the power? Who gives a damn? They're stacking the deck, it's all a game. We're losing ground, they're chasing fame.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. 13 Things Everyone Should Know About Pete Hegseth is the title of Judd Legum's piece over at popular.info. Pete Hegseth, of course, the B-list Fox News weekend host who Donald Trump wants as Secretary of Defense, overseeing 2.6 million employees and an $840 billion a year budget. Hegseth, of course, is famous for having said that women should not be in combat roles. Tell that to Tammy Duckworth, who lost her legs in I believe, Iraq. This is where it gets interesting. In October 2017, there was a conference at the California Federation of Republican Women in Monterey, California. The Federation of Republican Women was apparently, if this report is accurate to Hegseth's mind, a great hunting ground. This is from this article by Judd Legum over at popular.info. I'll just read it straight up. A friend of the woman who he's alleged to have raped wrote a four-page memo to the Trump transition team. In other words, Trump knew about this. Detailing the incident and suggesting that the woman was not fully conscious when she was with Hegseth. According to the memo, the woman, quote, didn't remember anything until she was in Hegseth's hotel room and then stumbling out to find her own hotel room. She went to the emergency room where she received a rape kit examination that was positive for semen. So, I mean, you know, you don't go to the hospital and ask for a rape kit unless you think you've been raped. Now, this guy, when he was a student at Princeton back in 2002, yes, he's an Ivy League college graduate and was an officer in the, I believe, the National Guard. He was the publisher of a right-wing student newspaper. It was called the Princeton Tory. And in the September 2002 edition of that publication, he argues that having sexual intercourse with an unconscious woman is not rape. Because for rape, you have to have a woman experiencing duress. And women who are passed out cannot experience duress. That's pretty amazing. But, you know, if this woman, when she was taken to Hegseth's room, has no recollection of it, was unconscious, which suggests to me that she was drugged, but, you know, nobody's making that allegation right now explicitly, then, you know, he was just being consistent with his, assuming he did rape her, just being consistent with his 2002 argument that it's not rape if the woman is unconscious. Hegseth has been remarried. This is, again, from Judd Legum. Hegseth has been married three times. He divorced his first wife in 2009, according to court records. The marriage dissolved because of his infidelity. In August 2017, while married to his second wife, Hegseth had a daughter with a Fox News producer, a woman with whom he had been having an affair. His second wife, that would be that woman, filed for divorce in September, a month after the child was born. On an April 5th, 2019 appearance on Fox News, Hegseth criticized veterans who get government assistance for injuries sustained during their service. He bemoaned that, quote, vets groups encourage vets to apply for every government benefit they ever get after they leave the service. He said it makes veterans dependent on the government. He's also a big fan of waterboarding, which is, the problem, of course, with waterboarding is it is such a torturous experience that people will tell you anything. You get bad information. In 2019, he asked Donald Trump to pardon Army Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, who had murdered several civilians while in Iraq. He served 6 years of a 19-year sentence before Trump pardoned him at Hegseth's suggestion. In May 2020, he said that the United Nations should be eliminated. He said, just get rid of the UN. Just get rid of it. It's a poison body. What use does it have? I mentioned earlier he's got this Deus Vult slogan, Latin slogan, tattooed on his arm. It was the rallying cry for the first crusade against Muslims. It is now the rallying cry for white supremacists in America. He is a member of the Communion of Reformed Evangelical Churches, CREC. Doug Wilson, the founder, openly ascribes to Christian nationalism and wrote a book praising the antebellum South as the idyllic multiracial Christian society and said that women should not have the right to vote. I mean, it just goes on from there. I encourage you to read it over at popular.info. You can get all the information. But these are the people that Donald Trump wants running our country. They're all kind of, mini-me versions of him, basically, Con men, rapists, wackadoodles. Connie, in Pataskala, Ohio. Thank you. What's up, Connie?
Oh, hi, Tom. I want to urge all of your listeners to contact VP Harris at whitehouse.gov/contact or the 202-456-1414 or even the comment line 202-456-1111 to urge her to do a recount in the swing states. In light of the bomb threats in the Democratic precincts in the states.
I agree.
In light of Spoonmore's bullet ballot
concerns. Yeah.
And also in light of the leaked audio, Patrick Byrne and Michael Flynn admitting that they were going to steal the election. And my husband just got off the line with the White House, and they actually are investigating that Michael Flynn, Patrick Byrne audio. So that's good news. We really need all of your listeners to contact VP Harris at, as I said, whitehouse.gov/contact or the 202-456-1414, since this is the very last day that a recount can be done. So. Yes, that's my.
That's your public service announcement for the day. You did a fine job.
Yeah,
Connie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
That was a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah,
bye now, Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom. Basically, I wanted to comment on the SecDef and the DNI nominations.
Mm-hmm.
I have 36 years with the Department of Defense. I'm retired 32 years as an intelligence officer. Basically, Trump only wants these people to be the spokespersons for the agency. He doesn't care about their management skills. He doesn't care about anything. He just wants them to be able to be his mouthpiece for these agencies.
What do you think of my theory that he actually wants them to wreck these agencies because he shares common worldview and goals with Mr. Putin?
Well, they certainly share his goals in that respect, without doubt. But I mean, he doesn't care about the management of these agencies. He doesn't care about having qualified individuals. I mean, they're qualified to be spokespersons, but they're not qualified to run the agencies.
Right.
And he just wants to denigrate these offices. I'm sure he could find qualified generals, to do this. I mean, what I really feared was Mike Flynn at DNI. he was actually would have been qualified because he was head of DIA when I was there before Clapper fired him.
Yeah.
Because he was totally incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew how to kill a terrorist, but he didn't know how to follow any rules.
Yep.
And well, that was a problem.
Yeah, I think he's being kept out by virtue of having been convicted of lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russia.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter because what Hetsepsa does and Tulsi with, being called Russia's girl, mm-hmm. Taking Putin's side on everything, I mean, it's going to be devastating to the intelligence community if she gets in there in any role because no one can trust any of our information not getting to Putin now.
Yeah.
But kind of I wanted to make was I just ran the numbers. So even if Harris had received 81 million votes and the same number of votes in each state, she still wouldn't have won the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was a shift of about 700,000 votes.
Yeah.
In the battleground state. So recount's not going to give you anything.
Yeah. Which in my I'm sharing your skepticism. I think that what happened was that Trump actually won this election. It wouldn't surprise me if there was some hanky panky around the edges. In fact, a lot of
But what really happened was in the battleground states. The voters that voted for third-party Senate candidates, they voted overwhelmingly for Trump.
Yeah.
And that was the difference, was the people that voted for... So the people that wanted to blow up the system, that's who voted for Trump.
Yeah, there you go. Mike, thank you for the call. They're feeling like the system's not serving them. And frankly, it hasn't been since Reagan. Reagan started this whole thing toward destroying unions and free trade and moving our jobs offshore and shifting wealth from the middle class into the money bins of the top 1%. And every year it's gotten worse, up until the last 3 years. And nobody's been messaging about what happened in the last 3 years.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Particularly the feckless American mainstream media. Pick up more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and some are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and I have never seen our dogs, frankly, any of the dogs I've owned in my whole entire life, go this crazy over food. They love this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's designed to confuse. It will watch your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will watch your brain.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mona in Deer Park, Washington. Is it Mona or Mona?
It's Mona.
Mona. Hey, Mona, what's up?
So I need your opinion on a couple of things. If you and other very intelligent people and non-conspiracy people, big names, think that something wasn't right and should have been looked into and possibly a hand count done, why do you think Harris didn't do it? Because I think that she was made aware of what people were saying, yet still didn't do it. And then my second part is, you might not like this. Do you think it's possible that they also did something shady and don't want it uncovered?
No, I don't. I don't think that's possible. The Democrats are scrupulous. And certainly we're in this election about, you know, adhering to tradition and the law. My guess is that if they believe that there was some hanky-panky, particularly in Nevada and Arizona, as Steve Spoonamore is pointing out, that they know that it wouldn't have been decisive. And so rather than trying to fight that battle right now in a way that might make them look like, you know, Carrie Lake, they will instead, you know, kind of do some deep investigation over the next few months and see what they can come up with. That's, you know, I realize I'm you know, cutting them a lot of slack in the assumption department here, but that would be my assumption of why they would not be pursuing this. And they're and if that's the case, they're probably right.
Okay, well then, if you think that they may be doing some kind of an investigation for future, that's great.
I sure as hell hope they are. I really hope they are, Mona. Mona, I got to run along, but thank you. I got to move. Thank you. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make it quick. I've also been resistant to watching MSNBC and CNN and a few other things, although I've certainly stayed listening to the programming on Sirius XM Progress Channel.
Thank you.
But, of course, but one of the things that occurs to me is if the revenue stream goes down to MSNBC and CNN, that then makes those outlets less valuable. It means then that they are amenable to being sold. And the concern is that they get picked up by Rupert Murdoch, and then we're really screwed.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, although MSNBC is already owned by Comcast, which the major shareholder is a very conservative family down in the southeastern United States. I think their share has been massively diluted over the last couple of decades, but they used to run that as basically a right-wing organization. I think they're going to bounce back. I think Morning Joe is probably going to take a hit. It'll be interesting to see if they start calling Trump out or if they start, you know, going along. You know, already we're seeing, you know, obey in advance, but how far is that going to go? I am encouraged by Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell and Joy Reid and occasionally Ari Melber, basically the afternoon/evening, depending on where you live, lineup. I think has done a pretty good job of standing up to Trump and pointing out the insanity, and what's her name? Alan Greenspan's wife is leaving. I think a good thing. Jim Acosta over on CNN does a pretty damn good job in the morning. I'm not giving up on our legacy media, as it were, altogether. I'm just hoping that, you know, they will rise to the occasion and we can help them. Marie, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Point well made. Thank you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Been a hell of a tough election, but we're still here, we're still fighting, and we're going to stay. And we need your help. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There's so much we all can do. Have a great afternoon. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478.
You're listening to The Eagle. WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll talk about getting the lead out of our water with Flat and the campaign for lead-free water. Then I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig from Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.